Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Malcolm, if you hear me, just know that I'm repping. They say we lookin' like I could be your reincarnation. I got a hell of a job with the shit that I'm facing. Ain't nothing changed, we still getting gunned down. Working for the white man, sun up to sundown. I sacrificed my life for my people like you. They tried to make me be like Mike, I'd rather be like you. We already know we can run and jump. Shout to the elders from Africa to Oakland, California, to Dick Gregory's and all the people that tried to warn us. I'm just another one, 27 years old, traveling down the same road. I know how the game go. Been paying attention since I was in middle school. It ain't no living room up in my living room. Negative vibes, I got voices in my head. I ain't Malcolm X yet, I guess I'm still Detroit Red.
I'm at a certain place in my life, Detroit Red. Sometimes I feel like I've been here twice, Detroit Red. I feel like Malcolm X when I write, Detroit Red. I know everything gon' be alright, Detroit
Red. I love the fact you've been through hell and back. How can you trust them if they ain't been through nothing? That's real rap, Detroit Red. My mama said you used to hang on the east Paradise Valley off grass shit, you was running them streets. The story go deep, matter of fact, it continue through me. I'm in the zone, I'm in the 2-3. Brother Malcolm mixed with Bruce Lee. Silly me to follow your footsteps after they shot you down on stage, thinking they was getting rid of you, but you stayed. Different body, same man, same game plan. Here it is, we never die, we multiply like Bebe's kids. I found God when I lost my religion, how ironic. Lord knows my city, a pool of sharks and piranhas. Brothers that can't swim, get it the worst where I'm from. I never seen a white person, it's not diverse where I'm from. So how the fuck am I supposed to adjust to this shit? This knowledge itself, I think I fell in love with this shit. Detroit Red.
I'm at a certain place in my life, Detroit Red. Sometimes I feel like I've been here twice, Detroit Red. I feel like Malcolm X when I write, Detroit Red. I know everything gon' be alright, Detroit Red.
Some of us don't wanna hear nothing heavy. Some of us don't want the truth, we ain't ready. The statuses on Facebook be so petty, got me thinking to myself, this social media shit deadly. And the queens, what happened to the queens? When you disrespect a woman, you disrespect everything. When she disrespect herself, then you show her how to do right. Now my brother looking at me like, damn brother, you right. And my sister looking at me like, preach, my brother, preach. That's why you can't help but say that these other rappers weak. They give you nothing, all they do is stun in your face. Eating good in your face and they don't even say they grace. What a disgrace, what's the point if you have a boss? What's the point if your boss wants you to keep the people lost? Dimming your light, pimping you till you out of gas. And it's sad cause you can't buy your freedom back with the cash.
I'm at a certain place in my life, Detroit Red. Sometimes I feel like I've been here twice, Detroit Red. I feel like Malcolm X when I write, Detroit Red. I know everything gon' be alright, Detroit Red.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Truth Hour, 100% Real Spill by the host and founder, my brother, your brother, Brother Truth family. That phone number to call in, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. And press 1 with your questions or your comments. At this time, it becomes my honor and privilege to introduce to some and present to others the founder and the host. The Truth Hour, my brother, brother, brother Truth.
You can't handle the truth.
People, welcome to the Truth Hour. We got a special show today. It's real dear, near and dear to my heart. We got some guests on here that I've known for a while. We got the Black Businesses Matter mobile application founders. We got my brother Yusuf on the show today. His co-founders, Paris and Kingsley, These are a great group of people that I've known for a few years, you know what I'm saying, throughout my life, and watch them grow and watch the company start from nothing to what they've accomplished now to, you know, what they're doing, and it's just amazing to me, and you know what I mean? I definitely had to have them on the show to present what they got to present to the people, you know what I mean? This mobile app is a very big thing. It's different than all the other mobile apps that's out here that promote black businesses, you know what I'm saying? It's majors, get people a way to make residual income, and you know what I mean? Just, it's just amazing. I'm going to let them, you know what I mean, get into all that, but you know what I'm saying? It's a very big show, man. Peace and love to everybody listening, man.
Well, so you, they should be calling in from a 248 number, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. We go to area code 248-277.
Yo, bro.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hello, True?
Yeah, okay. What's up?
Hey, can you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. You can hear. You can be heard.
Okay. Yes, I heard your introduction. Thank you so much for having us on the show. We're very honored to be that you would have us as guests on the show.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, definitely. I know. Like I said, I watch y'all work on this. You know, I definitely want to give y'all a chance to come present what y'all got to the audience and to the people, you know what I mean, all across the country, and definitely help you get this going and get to the level that you want it to be, you know what I mean. I definitely will help and assist in any way on that. So, you know, it's a pleasure of mine to have y'all on the show.
Thank you. So, yes, like you said, it's three of us. We're founders, myself, Paris Blessman, and then we have Kingsley Maduka on.
How you doing, Troop? Pleasure to
have
you.
What up,
bro? Thank you for having us on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem, bro. You already know, man. Ain't no problem at all, you know. You already know how far we go back, so, you know, definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Watching everything you be involved in, you know what I mean? Just seeing this project, you know, it don't shock me at all, you feel me? So definitely glad to have y'all on here. Is Seth on here yet?
Yeah, Seth is on here.
Okay. Can he hear me? Did he say something? Did he introduce? Trying to make sure all y'all on the show.
I don't hear.
Hey, knowledge, the 277 number still on?
Yeah, that's them. They calling in from the 277. If there's another number, it's not up here.
Okay. It's only two numbers on there right now?
Nah, they calling in from the same line. Whoever's calling right now, the guest.
Oh, okay. They all on. Okay.
Well, maybe
he's having
some technical difficulties.
Okay. Well, Anywho, you know, definitely would like to let y'all introduce your business, introduce what it is, you know, what is going and what role is it playing in helping, you know what I mean, the black community.
Sure. No, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity. So Black Businesses Matter LLC right now is a website that people can go to, Black Businesses Matter LLC.com, and what it is it's a platform where people can locate and support black-owned businesses. So we wanted to create a sustainable platform for people to be able to support the community because there is a need for economic strength within the black community, and we want to help with that effort. And so we are focusing on informing the black community that we need to intentionally support one another. We are encouraging other races to support us as well because we support other races and at disproportionate rates, and we should all support each other equally. So we are encouraging all folks to lend a hand and support, and all small business, big business, black business, it all matters. So we're here to
Hello?
Help increase the...
Can you all hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Wow. I don't know what was going on, you all. I called and I made the conference call, and I've been trying to figure out what was the problem, but we figured it out. I'm here.
It's all right. It's all right. Everybody's on the phone.
Okay. How you all doing? I've been hearing everything. I've been hearing everything. I've just been saying hello the whole time. I'm sorry. But, yes, how you all doing? This is a great thing. Where are we at? I'm sorry, you all. I just finally heard myself come through, so.
Yeah, so Paris is just, you know, talking about Black Businesses Matter, our website, and soon-to-be mobile application. And you just know the purpose of the website and why we created it.
Okay, yes, I'm glad to be in. I came in the right, in the correct time. Thank you all. Thank you, Brother Truth, for hosting this. Thank you, Brother. I didn't get your name. I appreciate you guys, brothers, for just hosting us and allowing us to come on to your talk show at this time. And I just want to tell you about Black Businesses Matter. It was time for something different. And we always had different ways where we wanted to be effective, but it was time for something that was new, that was technologically friendly, something that was part of the young generation where they can even understand how to support Black businesses. And with this mobile app, we'll be able to connect with them because that's the new wave. No one wants to go to a website, really. No one wants to go to brick and mortar and actually see your store. We need to be able to see each other's businesses, be able to connect with one another at the touch of a button. And that's what Black Businesses Matter wanted to create. We wanted to be able to create a system where we'd be able to touch our brothers internationally, worldwide, where we can be able to see your product, your service, and be able to patronize you, whether or not I can fly across the seas and be able to see you. But I know you. I can build a relationship with you. I can be able to buy your product, regardless whether I be able to come see you or not. And that's the bridge and the gap that we're trying to build and create.
Indeed. So
Hello?
If anybody were to...
Yeah, we here.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If anybody were to visit the website, again, it's blackbusinessesmatterllc.com, and you can see there on the homepage that there are deals where people will be able to visualize how close they are to black-owned businesses and the deals they're offering at the time. So this is an important platform that we need everyone to see where the black-owned businesses are so that they can identify them more easily.
Yeah, that was one of the features on the website that I definitely liked about business deals near me, that it actually popped up on a physical map where you could go to the actual street view and see, you know what I'm saying, where this business is at, what deals they offering on the website. I like that. You know, that was a very, you know, because we don't got that. You know, a lot of people don't know where the black-owned business is at down to the detail of the address. You know, they might know, oh, yeah, they got this over there. What's the name? You know what I mean? That's how I be. You know what I'm saying? So to have that very detailed in there was, you know, definitely a plus for me. And okay, now that you talk about the what brought about Black Businesses Matter, LLC, how long have you guys been working on Black Businesses Matter, LLC, and what has that process been like?
So we started the process last year around October. So the process has been, you know, slow and steady. So we have our developer who has developed the site, and right now we're in our business registration phase. And so we're just trying to register and input as many businesses as possible, just so when users log on, they have a plethora of different products and services that they can acquire from the website and mobile application. Basically, we just wanted to add something along with like the protests and what's going on. Cause, I mean, as you know, there's a lot of things going on within our community, a lot of injustices, and we come out and we protest, and sometimes the protest seems to fade away. So we wanted to have a call to action of something that we can do to help the protest, to help our plight. So that's why we created Black Businesses Matter, so we can patronize our own people and encourage others to patronize our people, just because the main theme is unity. So the first step in that is just having the economic benefit by patronizing us, you know, economically. Hopefully that can trickle down into more communal efforts and not just economics.
Okay, that's anybody else want to touch on that subject?
No, I mean, just like Kingsley said, you know, we're a startup, and it's been a fun process. So, and so we're trying to make our way, and like Kingsley said, we're focusing on business registration right now. So right now, our marketing efforts are more so focused on business registration. So we're trying to encourage people to tell people to sign up, and so that we can help increase the awareness and help increase their sales so people can locate them. Because there are people who want to know and want to support, but they just don't know where the businesses are exactly. And so we're trying to help people be able to identify and support.
And to add on, partners, Pierce is saying, not only are we trying to locate all of the businesses, we're trying to create employment opportunities for people. We're trying to create an opportunity for people, man, who need to find employment and get off the hard times and need some income. So please reach out to Black Businesses Matter email. It's www.blackbusinessmatterllc@gmail.com if you need an opportunity, because we need to locate these businesses internationally. So Black Businesses Matter definitely have an avenue for you. You know, if you into business and you want to know about business and you want to be able to expand your horizon about business, please reach out to us, because we need those people who are dedicated and willing to learn, as well as change their financial current situation. You know, everybody always need more. So, you know, we're going to figure out a way we can put back into the community. You know, this is the way that we are depositing back. So if people need an opportunity, please reach out to us. Again, that's blackbusinessmatterllc@gmail.com. If you need an opportunity, please reach out to us.
To add on to what my partner Seth was saying is, by supporting black-owned businesses, we hope to create, residual positive benefits for our community. We want to transform the mentalities of our community members and not look at each other as somebody to be feared or somebody to compete with. We want to really create an energy of inclusion and unity. So the first step is to just, you know, spend money within your community. So after you spend money within your community, then you can get to know your fellow neighbors and not be scared of them or not thinking that they're going to cause you some type of harm, because the media is very powerful, and they paint us as savages and people who are to be feared. So we're trying to create a communal energy within our community just so we can, cut down on some of the negative activities that we as a community and other communities engage in, just because the community is not really being built up as it should be. So the first step in our mind was, you know, to support each other economically. And then that'll cause our community to get closer and more tight-knit. And also, we're just encouraging ownership, because a lot of the times in our community, we don't really own a lot of things. We just work for somebody else's company, and they take the money out of our community and give it to their community. So we just want to, you know, try to change that thought process within our community members.
Man, that's dope, man. That's definitely a great idea and a great program that y'all got going on. What are some of the features that are on your on the website, or explain how it works, how you register, and you know what I mean, the process or whatever that you got to go through, and some of the incentives that you give for businesses and for users to use your website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's a pretty seamless registration process for business owners and users alike. Just go in. It takes less than a minute to register your business. We approve your business after we do some vetting, and then you can go in after we approve your business and manage your own business space. So you can upload the offers that you would like to, and you manage it totally autonomous. It's pretty easy. We also have a section where we have like fun facts about Black-owned businesses and just our Black community. So we're educating on the site as well. What else do we have? Oh yeah, like just to reiterate what my partner Yusef was saying, we're encouraging people to get involved and reach out to us just to see how they can make some residual income by, you know, helping the cause of registering Black-owned businesses. So just to reiterate, our email is blackbusinessmatterllc@gmail.com. You can email us for some opportunities. And what else?
Well, we have the categories tab where it's organized by, like, businesses are organized by category. So if you're looking for something in health and fitness, or if you're looking for food and drink, you'll be able to search that way. Well, we also have the businesses tab where eventually, once it's fully loaded, people will be able to shop and peruse by state. So you can look at businesses in other states and other cities, and especially if you're traveling somewhere and you want to know, oh, where's a nice Black-owned, you know, restaurant to go to, you can locate it on the website. And like you mentioned earlier, Truth, the geolocation, that's one of the main features that we really like, where you can tell how far you actually are from the Black-owned businesses in your area. So it's a tab where you click on the deals near me, and there's a search bar, and you can put in a zip code. And after you put in the zip code, dots will populate on a map. And then you also can scroll down beneath and see exactly which one of those red dots corresponds to a deal that you can scroll through on the page. So, yeah, we have a few different tabs. And like Kingsley was mentioning, we have the fun facts tab where we're going to keep uploading just facts about the Black community. It could be business related, it could be politically related, just things about the Black community in general that we're going to be posting, just to help, you know, increase awareness and education. And there's About Us tab as well, where we describe our mission and our vision and our campaign and some goals of ours as a company as well. So anything else you guys want to add?
No, that's pretty much it, but I wanted to highlight the phase that we're in. We're reaching out to a lot of like-minded organizations, just so we could, you know, put our minds together, put our resources together, so we can make sure that we make this Black Businesses Matter LLC mobile application as big as possible. So we're just trying to pull our resources together. We're identifying like-minded organizations who are, you know, on the same wavelength and about empowering our Black community. So we're definitely just trying to reach out to as many organizations as we can and just partner with them so we can make this as fruitful as possible.
That's dope. Brad, you wanted to say anything on that topic?
I didn't hear you.
I said, did you want to speak on that topic?
No. They touched every feature, man. I'm talking about as far as the deals near me, man. That's my favorite tab. Just when you go figure out what's going on around you. You know, I travel a lot, so that's the best feature to me. You know, not just trying to identify one feature on the app, but that's the one that I think going to be most effective for our community. Sometimes you want to know, you know, what's around me. Like, do I have to go 10 miles, 15 miles just to find a black business, and sometimes that's not the case. It's right, it's a mile away from me. So I think this effort alone is going to be able to help increase the sales of all the black-owned businesses, man. I already know, you know, that's the next level, you know, for what we need in our community, just being able to identify us in the quality of our manner, because we are vetting these businesses. We're not allowing just anybody on the mobile app. Believe me, you know, we want to make sure we vet these businesses, make sure these businesses are quality, make sure that they are, you know, practicing customer service, making sure that these people are giving a quality product, giving you what you asked them for and what they said that you're buying. So just know that this effort is going to take us to the next level as a people.
We definitely want to emphasize how user-friendly our site is. We put a lot of work into the actual design of our site just to make sure that everybody would find it very easy to work, whether they're on their phone or whether they're on their laptop or a desktop computer. So we put a lot of work into the design of the actual website just so we can make it user-friendly for businesses and customers.
Yeah, it definitely was easy to use when I went on there to register my business yesterday. Also, to ask y'all, basically, how, like, I know we touched on why you started it and, you know, what's the purpose of it, but, and, you know, a little bit of how you think it will help the community. What is the main, like, reason that you feel that black businesses matter will stand out from all the other, you know what I mean, Black Businesses Matter websites that have the businesses on there? You know, what made you, you know, feel that yours is the best one, or the one that people should, you know, use because you offer this or because of this, or it helps that, you know what I mean? What reason, why would you want people to, you know, come to blackbusinessmatter.llc.com?
There are a few different reasons. Like I just spoke about, it's how user-friendly our site is. And our main objective was that we get money from our community and from other communities to these black-owned businesses. So we wanted to make it extremely seamless to purchase right from your phone or right from your computer from a black-owned businesses. And that's differentiating ourselves from other mobile applications who are directories. So we wanted you to be able to look on your phone, see something that you like, maybe buy some tissue or get some carpet clean because you maybe spill something on your carpet, and locate a black-owned business and support them. So it's basically about how user-friendly it is. And also we're creating employment opportunities for people to get involved. So we're basically trying to galvanize our community and incentivize them to get involved by you know, putting a financial incentive on the process of registering businesses. So we're user-friendly. We're putting money into the community. We're providing employment opportunities. Our goal, we just try to keep it super simple, super simplistic. So we're just trying to put money into black-owned businesses and just into our community in general. So if we pay people to register businesses, and we are incentivizing people to purchase from black-owned businesses, we're just trying to, you know, make sure that the money is circulating in our community. So everything's about just bringing money into our community, and subconsciously it's transforming the mentality surrounding, like, black people in general. So we really need to unify ourselves because that's something that we're lacking right now. And other communities have been practicing that for a long time, and it's really benefited them by creating generational wealth. So we're trying to do that within our own community.
And just to add to what my partner said, I think it's just the grassroots effort that we're doing. You know, I believe that, you know, just making sure that we have a relationship with those businesses that are signing up to our mobile app, we making sure that our vetting process is making sure that we ensure the quality of our mobile app. We making sure that these businesses know who Black Businesses Matter is, and we know who they are, you know, the owner, and making sure that they've been ensuring they having a quality product and a quality customer service. So our vetting process, I think, is different than everyone else's. You know, we make sure that we're doing business and making sure we're influxing those business. We also have partnerships where we doing cash mobs to some of these businesses. So it's a beautiful thing for what Black Businesses Matter is doing different than other businesses.
That's what's up. That's dope. That's dope. Another question that I had was, speaking on the incentives, and, you know, you say that you pay people to register business, what is the percentage, or do you have, does that fluctuate? Is that still in negotiation with businesses, or how does that work for the people so they can, you know, understand how exactly they can benefit from registering businesses on your website? Hello?
Well, when it comes down to registering your businesses, we offer the same thing to everyone. We didn't want to individualize anyone. We wanted to give everyone the same opportunity
If I can just chime in, cut you off, brother. But, you know, if you email us at blackbusinessesmatterllc@gmail.com, you know, you can get all of the details regarding how we're incentivizing you and employing people to register black-owned businesses. Hello?
Yeah, okay, we got the web. So you don't want to touch on, so basically that's like, if they got to email you to get the details about what they would get for signing up the business.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely email us. Email us, reach out to us, and we want to definitely let everyone know that this opportunity on the floor for everyone. Like I said, everyone has the same opportunity. You just call, reach out to us, and you'll see that it's definitely beneficial.
Okay, that's what's up. How long before the mobile app is available for use? When it becomes actual mobile application on top of the website?
Well, we're focusing on business registration right now, so we're trying to get as many businesses loaded so that when we do release the application, it has a wide variety of products and services. So some of it is contingent upon how quickly businesses register. But by all means, it can happen any day now. It can happen any day. And we're very much looking forward to it. And we would love to come on and talk to you about the launch and announcing that. Right now we're focusing on business registration. If people want to check the site out, they can see it and locate. But we're focusing on business registration right now.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to speak on that. Also, is it anything like in particular that you guys individually want to say, you know, to the people about anything, you know, including, you know, not including BlackBusinessesMatterLLC.com, you know, that you want to let the people know that you're doing or that you're involved in out here in the community or, you know, just in business in general?
One thing. So I do some consulting for a technology company, and I'm looking to identify some nonprofits in the city of Detroit, the metro area, to just link them up with some court opportunities. So if anybody knows of any good nonprofits, I'll be in Detroit on Tuesday for a week because I fly back and forth from Miami to Detroit. And I'm looking for nonprofits that we can, you know, put in good positions so they could, you know, get some exposure from some technology companies in San Francisco.
That's dope. Where can the people get in touch with you about that? So they got an email, phone number. You like them to get in contact with you?
Oh yeah, I mean they can still send me an email at blackbusinessmatterllc@gmail.com. Just let me know,
okay.
You know, name of the nonprofit, contact number, so I can reach out to you. We can sit down and talk about the opportunity.
Okay, most definitely. That's definitely something that need to be out here. Need to be people need to be, you know, informed about us. What's up? Any, you know, Paris or Seth, do you have anything that you want to touch on?
Sure. Just like Kingsley was doing, you know, we all need to network with each other and help each other and support one another. So just like he's lending this opportunity, you know, that's something we're trying to help. Leverage that movement, that we need to be talking with each other, connecting with one another, and supporting one another. And so just, you know, encourage that people really do find the Black-owned business next to them in their area and support them intentionally and let them know about other businesses and connect one another, because we have to increase our strength as a community. And we can't always wait for federal dollars or some type of relief when we have dollars ourselves that we go and spend with other companies and other people. And so we need to start talking to each other more, encouraging each other and supporting each other, because we need it. And I would encourage that everybody just, you know, even just being friendly, just, you know, everybody, we need to, like King mentioned, we need to change our mentalities and shift how we purchase and how we think and support one another. And it's important, and we have to intentionally and purposely make moves that are contributing to positive efforts. And so I will hope everybody just, you know, lends a hand and is supportive of one another. So.
And the final thing, just to chime in on my partner, I just want to encourage everyone that know a Black-owned business, I need you to go to the Black Businesses Matter LLC website right now, and you need to reach out to your friends, have them go to that website, register their business for free. We're going to be marketing and promoting Black-owned businesses at all of our events, so the best thing is to be signed up, registered, ready to go for the launch. So when we do launch, we are promoting your business. This is totally free to the community. There's no reason why we're not reaching out to one another. I mean, getting on your cell phone right now and calling someone that you know that listens. It's a Black-owned business website. It's a mobile app that's going to be showcasing you. You need to know about it. Everyone need to be doing that immediately, to make sure that we are galvanizing our resources so that they know that in order to do business with us, you got to come to our platform. You have to come to our playground. We always want to patronize them because they control our resources. So once we become our own marketplace, our own Black marketplace, now they have to come to us to make money. And that's the type of idea we have to have, you know, until we get that type of mind state that we need our own marketplace where they need to come put a corner up in our marketplace to make some money, then we won't be powerful.
Yeah, we're just really encouraging investing in ownership, you know. We just need more ownership within our community so we can control our own destiny, our own financial destiny.
That's it.
That's definitely, that's dope. That's definitely something that we need, you know, definitely. You know, when I first heard y'all with the idea, you know, watched y'all build it up from ground zero, you know, I definitely, you know, knew that it was needed in the community, and it's going to be a success, man. You know, I definitely see good things in the future for Black Businesses Matter, you know, LLC.com. I know it's going to be a hit, you know, because, like you say, not only are you promoting the business, but you're also giving people an opportunity to make some money off registering the businesses, you know what I mean, and to make money off selling their goods on the website. You know, now you can automatically got a website where you can sell your thing if you don't have your own website. Now you on a website where people can go on and purchase your product or get your service or call you, and you being advertised for free. you know, 24/7, 365 on the website. Your business is being promoted and being looked at by people. And you can't ask for nothing better than that when you are a business owner. You know, being a business owner myself, I know that the free promotion and the free marketing is very well appreciated, you know what I mean, because it's hard, you know, sometimes to promote a business, especially when you're a small business and you ain't got no money for a commercial, you don't have no money for a billboard, and you marketing on social media and by word of mouth and business cards and hitting, you know, networking parties and events like that. So, you know, to have BlackBusinessMatterLLC.com is very big, you know, in the black business world across the country, because there's people all over the country that need and want, you know, to participate in something like this, and they haven't heard of it. You know, I know it's a lot. People tell me it's a lot of black business directories I've never heard of. You know, I don't know nothing about them. You know, I want to know about them. I want to use them. You know, but I don't hear about them. I don't know anyone promoting. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that we got to do. That's why I had y'all on the show. You know, that's why I want y'all to come back on the show once it's launch of the mobile app, like she said. You know, that's a whole other show to promote, and, you know, all over, you know, across the internet, across the country, and across the world. You know, we just only gonna build. You know, that's all we trying to do is build. I appreciate y'all coming on. If anything else y'all want to touch on, feel free to touch on anything.
Just thank you again. Appreciate the opportunity. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate you for having us. And one thing I wanted to ask you, as a business owner, you know, how can we help you? You know what I'm saying? Because we're always looking to, you know, you provided us with a platform to speak out about what we're doing. So, you know, we always want to reciprocate, you know what I'm saying? So how can we help your radio show? What can we do? You know what I'm saying? Because we're all in this together, so we just want to make sure that we're all doing what we can do to, you know, help each other.
Well, you know, definitely, it's appreciated, and just, you know, let people know that, you know, your brother I got my own clothing line, Real Spill, apparel, wristbands, t-shirts, hoodies,
okay,
hats, everything coming, you know, in the fall. Also, tune in every second Friday of the month to the Hour of Truth show. We specialize in, you know, boosting and positive black propaganda. You know what I'm saying? Show is going to be something positive about black people. You know what I'm saying? I had some black businesses on here the last show. I got y'all on here as part two of the business, you know, my business phase of the show. Next show, we're going to be talking about black fathers, you know what I'm saying, and putting this positive propaganda out. You know, you won't hear me talk about no negativity on the show. It's all positive, you know. Networking, economically building, you know what I'm saying, community-wise or whatever it is, you know, I'm not going to be talking about nothing negative on my show. It's going to be all positive. So just, you know, promote those for me, and we'll be in the money, man. I'm going to try to register as many businesses as I can, man. We're going to get this money, B, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Make sure that they put Real Steel as the person who referred them. You know what I'm saying? So make money
for real. Yeah, I'm definitely on it, man. You know what
I just
want to. Bro, you got something to say?
No, I just want to thank you again, brother, just for the platform, brother, just for having us on the show. Again, man, this is definitely a power move for our people. We need these platforms so we can be able to speak our mind, be able to build and collect and come together and build our resources, because our network is definitely going to be our net worth. If we don't know nobody, if we can't make no moves together, then we're going to be on a standstill. So we need to make sure we're pushing these resources around, patronizing people with intention. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we're skipping over the other story. Make sure that we're going to support our people. So
exactly.
That's just all I want to do, encourage people to shop with black-owned businesses with intention. That's it.
Exactly. All right. Hey, hold on. Before y'all
thank
leave,
you for y'all.
Hey,
thank
guys,
you.
Dallas, do you got any questions for them? You know what I mean? Or you want to say anything, brother? I ain't mean it. You know what I mean?
It's all good. It's definitely all good. I wanted to say congratulations on this collaboration towards revolutionizing how we move. You see what I'm saying? because we are a mobile people, and, you know, with this social interaction being a virtual one, you know, you're hitting people all around the world. What I wanted to say to y'all as an incentive, if y'all need an incentive for business owners to register to get their name out, additionally, any of those business owners that y'all select or any of those business models that y'all select, we can give them an opportunity to come on this show. This show is on 7 days a week. This is, you know, Brother Truth show for today. But, if you reach out to us, we can schedule those business owners in as a further incentive to have them come on the show and promote their brand. You see what I'm saying? So
well,
we can work in,
a beautiful thing.
In collaboration to, you know, further solidify that relationship, but also incentivize it. You see, because you're offering incentives, you know, this is a step further. You see what I'm saying? So we're definitely in the business of being about our business as Black people. So definitely every opportunity we can get to support one another and also to promote one another in the best manner. And what better manner than to take that step further and extending that right hand of fellowship and say, hey, brother, hey, sister, you know, come on and talk about your business. You see what I'm saying? This is something definitely something that we do here on Do Now's Radio. So.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate just the opportunity, brother. And this, I think it's about, man, connecting those dots. You know, like you said, we got our relationship with Brother Truth. But this is what happened. Those dots begin to connect themselves. And now you've extended another opportunity, connected to opportunities. And this is what happens when we galvanize our resources. This is just an immediate example and confirmation of what happens once you connect the dots and start working together. You never know what may happen for your business. Now you got an avenue for a mobile app to promote your business, and now you have a radio station where you can promote your business. You know, and this is what it's about. You know, that's a beautiful.
Do we have any
call
callers that
called
in? Knowledge that want to ask any questions? That press one that want to ask any questions? My bad.
No.
Okay.
That's a beautiful.
Well, man, I just want to thank y'all again for coming on the show. You know, I appreciate it. I definitely, you know, want to help y'all and keep pushing, man, and pushing till we get where we need to be. You know what I mean? This is just a phase and a part of it. You know, economically, we got to grow. That's definitely, you know, that's why I'm, you know, we got to push Black businesses all day, because this is the system that we playing in, so we got to play in it, you know what I mean, the best way possible until we able to, you know, build our own, you know, all the way around the board. So, you know, definitely want to be a part of helping y'all get to the level that y'all want to get to and continuing to grow, you know what I mean, every day. Progress.
Thank
you,
brother.
I love y'all. Appreciate y'all, man.
Man, we love you as well. And we thank you.
We love you too, man. Appreciate it.
And we're proud of this show, man. We thank you. We thankful for the Truth Hour. This has definitely been a platform for people to go to the next level. So we thank you just for the platform. Thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. You know, appreciate it, man. I'm growing. You know, y'all helping me grow, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the same time, you know, the show going to grow. Black Businesses Matter, LLC.com is going to grow, you know what I mean? So we all in, you know, all
yes,
in it together, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I did want to ask if y'all could name a couple of the businesses, that have registered, you know, give them a shout-out before y'all go.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. We have Hot Chams. They registered. We have the Green Company. What are some other businesses? We have, what's the toilet paper?
Pleasant Tissue.
They have Pleasant Toilet Paper. They have toilet paper. I really encourage everybody out here. I mean, we all use toilet paper, so why not buy it from somebody from our community? Who else?
Detroit versus Everybody.
Oh, yeah, Detroit versus Everybody, good friend of mine, Tommy Walker. We have
The Dead Studio.
Who studio?
Legacy Dance Studio.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have Good Cakes and Bakes on Livernois on the Avenue of Fashion.
CGC LLC Carpet Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a few more. I'm sorry, I'm right on the website, brother. Touch Body Works. Thank you to Touch Body Works.
Sam's is on there.
It's only getting bigger. We're trying to register every black-owned business.
That's the goal. So, you know, for the listening audience out there, you get that opportunity, you know, to promote yourself as an entrepreneur, promote your brand. These brothers and sisters are, you know, working tirelessly to have you have a point of reference, a place of reference to be able to be top of the mind in regards to your brand and in regards to our people. When we want to participate in commercial venues, you know, so go check them out, www.blackbusinessmatterllc.com, and register your business. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend. They should be flooded. They should be busy. Like, the fingers should have carpal tunnels in them, you know, trying to make sure that everything that's going on. So, you know, let's get out there. Let's make this happen.
Thank you. And believe you, people, everybody, we need you. We don't think that your voice is not a voice. Make sure that everyone that you tell, just word of mouth is the best way to spread anything. Just telling your cousin, telling your friend, telling your neighborhood, local black business owner, that's going to help the movement. That's how it starts. It starts grassroots. It starts from the ground up. It's not going to just go viral. They don't want our own black economic source to go viral. So we have to do a grassroots campaign. We have to make sure that we letting the black business owners that we know locally about it.
No, that's what's up. One more question. This website is going to be a national website. Am I correct?
International, yes.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the people understood that, got, you know, was clear on that it's not just, one city thing or, you know, one place thing. This is if you have a business anywhere, if you have a business in Anchorage, Alaska, if you have a business in London, if you have a business in Australia, if you're listening from wherever you're listening in, that if you have a business that is black-owned, that is owned by black people, you can go on Black Businesses MatterLLC.com and register your business. It does not have to be in Detroit. It does not have to be, you know, in the United States. It can be anywhere. So, you know, please go on there, register your business, and use the referral Real Spiel Enterprise.
For free. Remember, everything, this is for free. You want to showcase your business for free. Yes, and I want to know where you at. We travel. I want to know where you at when we pull up in Tennessee. When we pull up in Louisville, Kentucky, I want to know where the Soul Foods. I want to know where the where I can get a web design that. I want to know who can print my flyers. I want to know who can press my T-shirts. I want to know all of the businesses. I want to know when I'm in Atlanta. I want to know. We people need to know. When we travel there, sometimes we want to know where our people are at. So please don't hesitate to register your business. www.blackbusinessmatterllc.com. Please don't hesitate.
We do have another business owner who just called in, Sister Shakti from Shakti Speaks, another epic show that's here on Do the Knowledge Radio. I'm gonna bring Sister in right now. So
peace, family. It's Shakti. I just wanted to say,
peace.
Yeah, I just wanted to say you guys gave an awesome show. It's very powerful, and the reemergence of black-owned businesses is very vital to our growth as a people and becoming self-sustainable once and for all. I wanted to quickly give a shout-out to the God, Truth, my brother, one of the most genuine, authentic, and just real people I've met. I'm proud of you. You're doing an excellent job with the show, with your business, and life in general. Just keep it up. You know, you're making us here in Detroit very, very proud, and I am honored to know you. So, peace to everyone. Peace to the God, Knowledge Born Allah, for the platform, and I'm going to continue to listen. I just wanted to give that a shout out real quick and thank the guests that came on tonight. You guys are powerful, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
Thank
peace
you.
And
thank
love, sister.
Peace.
Appreciate you. You already know it's all love.
Peace
always.
And love.
Make sure you go on there and register your business on Black Businesses Matter LLC.com and use Real Spill Enterprises as a referral, please. I appreciate it.
I got you. Peace, family. Thank you.
Peace. Definitely. Well, you know, just like once again, thank y'all for coming on the show. I appreciate y'all. You know, once again, man, this is all love, and we definitely gonna be on.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, before we go too, also just to put in y'all here, a comrade of mine from Jacksonville, Florida, as y'all know, Hurricane Matthew hit a couple weeks ago. Our people down there in Jacksonville, Florida, also off the Gulf Coast in Louisiana where it was flooding and all that stuff previous to the hurricane hit, which made it even worse, places like Baton Rouge and Jacksonville, Florida. So a comrade of mine, Dialu Sekou, with the Kemetic Empire down in Jacksonville, Florida, they are taking donations. You can go to KemeticEmpire.com. They have a PayPal. They got a website set up where you can go donate. If you're in Detroit and you want to donate, you can get in contact with me. They taking all kind of lotion, all kind of cosmetics, you know what I mean, your toiletries, the tissue, just basic life necessities. You know, they really got hit hard down there. So, you know, if any businesses and people listening, you know what I mean, definitely go help, you know, if you can donate to some and you want to donate to some people who really going to, you know, put the money where it's supposed to be at and put the things where they supposed to go to and not end up in the wrong hands, you know, holler at the brother Dialu Sekou, KemeticEmpire.com, once again, and you can donate to there. And that's just all I wanted to say, man. I appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate all the guests on the show, man. It's all love. You know what I mean? Anything y'all want to say in closing, go right ahead.
Man, I just want to say this lastly. Thank the Most High for everything. Appreciate this opportunity again. Thank you.
All right, man. That good having y'all, man. I'll check y'all next time, man. Peace and love to everybody listening. Knowledge, if you got anything you want to say, you know what I mean, before we close out.
Hey, I just definitely want to thank you for bringing another powerful and impactful show here, very necessary, especially in regards to Black entrepreneurship. I know you dedicated and committed to the resurrection of our people, you know, the win. And this is definitely one of the major components of our resurrection and our rise in regards to being entrepreneurs. So I definitely want to thank you for, you know, extending out your hand to these brilliant minds, this ingenuity, and, you know, this progressive toward type nature that we have as a people going forward, you know, a mobile app, you know what I mean, that's very powerful. You know, oftentimes you do want to go and, you know, spend money with your brother and sister, but due to that barrier that you spoke of, small businesses' inability to properly advertise and properly improve their brand position in the marketplace, you run into those stumbling blocks, you know, so this is an opportunity that's right here, that's available to the people. And, you know, we should galvanize and really maximize that this opportunity to its highest potential. So tell everybody that you know, and people you meet in passing, you know, where you spend your dollar. You see what I'm saying? You go into those places and you spend your dollar, you know, encourage them, direct them over to this Black Businesses. www.blackbusinessesmatterllc.com. You know, it's definitely be a permanent staple and a permanent fixture in our conversation in regards to how we move. You see what I'm saying? So help the people help themselves, and then you help yourself. You see what I'm saying? It's one of those quotes that I heard in my journey of personal development. If you help enough people get what they want, what they want, you always get what you want. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely salute to you and everything that you do. 100% real spill all the time. You know, this is a very genuine, humble warrior brother, man. You know, we had the opportunity to chop game in Texas, you know, live in person, you know, and the manner he moves about and his dealings with the people is definitely something genuine. I got a lot of love for the brother. So, you know, black love is contagious with us. You see what I'm saying? So every opportunity we get to support one another, you know, I extended my hand to this brother, you know what I mean? Because of his work ethic, because of his genuineness and all of those things, and welcome him onto the platform, you know what I mean? And he's been doing amazing ever since, man. So a lot of love for you, for everything that you do and everything that you will do, brother.
Oh, man, as much love, you know, the same to you, bro. You know, like I say, you know, you've been the same 100, you know what I mean, since I met you. That's, you know, same for my brother Seth and Kingsley and Paris, you know what I mean, since I've known them, they've been the same, been 100. That's why I had them on the show. You know, I'm always going to have the real on the show, the people that's really out here doing something, making a change for our people and not just faking it and shaking it, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love, man. You know, we're going to keep it moving, keep it going, man. That's what it's about, man. You know, that's what it's about.
So if people want to be a guest on the Truth Hour, how could they go about doing that?
Oh, if you want to be a guest on the Truth Hour, you can email me at realspillenterprises@gmail.com. You can inbox me on Facebook. If you're my Facebook friend, go to Real Spill. I got a page on Facebook, my Real Spill page. My Instagram is Real Spill Enterprises. Call in on the show and let me know. You know, you want to be a guest and press one time. You know what I mean? Let me know. If you want to get in contact with me, that's the best way. Call in the show, press one, get on air, let me know you want to be a guest. You know what I mean? And then we'll take it from there, email. You know, we there. You want to be on the show, come talk about some real deal black power. You know what I mean? What you doing out here in the community, or, you know, you got a black businesses, or you got something that's focus on the change and the upliftment of my people, you know, you definitely welcome on my show. You know, I'm definitely going to do a thorough background check on you, though. So if you ain't real, we ain't going to, you know, you won't be allowed on the show. So just to let you know, we only dealing with the 100% truth, real spill, man. You know, all the people I associate with, I consider thorough, man. You know, and we going to keep it funky and keep it moving just like that.
Nice. So here we are. We do got a fantastic weekend. Also, I wanted to let the family know, in honor of the 50-year anniversary of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, that was established October 15, 1966. We're taking time this whole weekend to celebrate that, you know, and it's going to be hosted by the New Generation Panthers, who've been around for 20 years. The Black Riders Liberation Party, they will be on throughout this weekend. So all Panther formations, you know, all of our people are invited to come on and share some memories or anything like that, you know. And also, you know, these other Panther formations that out there is an opportunity for you to, you know, come on and talk about your formation as well. You see what I'm saying? So it's indiscriminate in regards to who can participate in a commemoration of, you know, some of our ancestors. You see what I'm saying? So that's Saturday and Sunday here, live on Dude Niles Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely tune into that. And if you like what you heard here, you can subscribe to the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dude Niles Radio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. You can follow the show at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. That's at KnowledgeBorn15. And if you want to be a guest here on Dude Niles Radio, additionally, it's DudeNilesRadio@gmail.com. So, you know, definitely follow those instructions. Reach out to the brother, True. Support the brother. You know what I'm saying? Get that 100% real spill. support those that support you. The brothers doing amazing things in the Detroit area. You know what I mean? So you know, we vote two ways, with our feet and with our dollar. You see what I'm saying? So either we can walk into a business and patronize, or we can do it virtually. You see what I'm saying? So choose one of those methods, or both of those methods, to vote. And also go check the sister out, www.shakicares.com, and view her products and services. Very, very hardworking, genuine sister, and an example for the queens out there in regards to, you know, our sisters in the realm of entrepreneurship. So, you know, go check those websites out. Patronize my brother, patronize my sister, and keep listening to the show. It's definitely a resource and a point of reference for us in regards to all things that deal with our that deal with us as a people, or the things that we come in contact with in those areas of people activity. You know, so from the minute to the most comprehensive. So definitely continue to listen and support. And also come on to be guests to promote yourself, promote your brand, promote your business, promote your products and services, and also display your knowledge, skills, and abilities to the people. That's all I have to say, brother.
Well, man, once again, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Truth Hour, Hour of Truth, you know, brought to you by Do the Knowledge Radio. You know what I mean? Check me out, Real Spill. Also, I'm a part of an organization called Soldiers of the People. We have our first warming project coming up October 28th. That's a Saturday. We'll be over in Zone 8 area in Detroit, Michigan, over there on Ferry Park. And 16th, we'll be out front of the community center passing out, you know, gingerly used clothes, hats, scarves, gloves. We're going to have some brand new hats and gloves out there. We're going to have some chili out there. You know, just come, you know, get it, everything free. You know what I mean? Come look out. You need some jeans, you need some hats, you know, feel free to come out and get that. That's something that we're going to be doing every month throughout the winter, you know what I mean, for our people. Next month, I'll be speaking at the Black Power Lock-In here in Detroit with the brother Seti and the brother Pharaoh at the community center on East 7 Mile. You can go on Rhapsody to get the tickets. Look that up, Black Power Lock-In, blacklove.rhapsody, I think is where you get the tickets from. You know, I'll be doing a workshop on self-sustainability. You know what I mean? That's what we pushing, man. We pushing economic self-sustainability, you know, all across the board. And if you ain't talking about, you know, sustaining yourself, you ain't really talking about nothing. You know what I mean? You can vote, you can do all that stuff, but if you ain't producing something for yourself and for your people, it's null and void. You know what I mean? You're still gonna be a slave to consumerism and capitalism. You know what I mean? So, you know, peace and love to everybody listening. Peace and black power to everybody. You know what I mean? It's been a good show. Thanks for my brothers and the sisters for being on the show, man. All I appreciate y'all again. Black Businesses Matter, LLC.com. Register your business. When you register your business, please put Real Spill Enterprises as a referral. You'll be doing me a great service. You know what I mean? Thank you.
All right, Black Cow family.
Yeah, for sure. I'm about to hit you up. All
right.
Blondie. Though they take my kindness for weakness, I never weaken. Closed eyes tremble while I'm sleeping. Mind singing songs of unity for my people. And may they live no more life as sheeple. To be honest, my mind is deeper than the evils of Pandora's box. More regal than the fox. Every new thought sinks up on me with a care, like what's up, Doc? Every black life lost is the shock to rock me back to my senses, so I may remember this system don't want us winning. In these hoods for our lives we finning. And my mind yells, stay up, black man. Stay up, black woman. As the first people of this earth, my melanin is homogenous. So look me in my eyes. and welcome to my conscience.
Black rain falls on the black pavement, and still the racists target black faces. Considered a threat because I make these black statements, representing for my black nation. My fists high, we out here black debating. The block don't matter either.
No, it don't.
We in the heart of the project, we trying to reach our people.
Everywhere.
Red, black, and green flag flying, we gathered underneath it. Even if we only reach one, before
just
we leave in here to let you know we love you.
Love
we gon' make it through the struggle, best
we
believe
it.
I refuse to be defeated, born in the winter. I've been a winner since the fetus.
Yeah.
Middle fingers for the Blanco Supremus. I rep my region, the mic checker. We reach the other side of the board. It's time to king me. What up, though? Self-empowerment for my people. Conduct flows. Orchestrated just for your speakers. Nice to meet ya. On church grounds, I light my reef up. Miss me with the lies. I ain't trying to hear the Jesus up. The neighborhood decaying outside of the congregation. Used to pray, but now I'm contemplating. They call me crazy, huh? And since I don't eat swine, they call me Farrakhan. But they ain't recognizing this is me in my rarest form. It's plain to see I am
plain
the pilot, let y'all carry on. Red eye flights on space high, I'm in my Pharaoh zone. Unlock the God in me, welcome to this odyssey. These verses high commodity, tap into where they power be. Mentally, we fighting a war, this psychology. They ain't fighting fair now, kill you with technology. I robot, my flow got many levels to it. I'm in they face, lyrical Botox, heavenly influenced by the leaders who came before us. I say I shake before I pull up. Welcome to my conscience. I told them, welcome to my conscience. Yeah.
They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscience that they running from. They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscience that they running from.
I spend days doing good things. Young diplomat in the habitat smoking good greens. I make a clear choice, call it routine. I hear a real voice, though it's obscene. Can't tell me shit about life. I done things, you see I'm real about life, and that ain't no scheme. My black fist show the real to resist, no practice, I'm limited on how I move through this shit. Pass clicks, pull clips, ain't no time to predict. The conflict nonsense, ain't no calling it quits. So I move like the hunt is on. Don't go too far from home without that sit-em on they ass if they touch them wrong. Keep out of crowds when they loud if they ain't gonna get it on. I got one shot at this shit and ain't gonna get it wrong. But here's the rundown. When I come around, they all say peace, king, but only a few see the crown. My intellect beyond the internet, I see that now. Took a vow, thou shall not bow down on any ground. My metropolitics filled with prominence, ain't so marvelous. I conquered this, a novelist, no other credits for the authorship. Yeah, I author this, can't nobody alter it, I'm ultimate. Welcome to the conscience, if it's black, then I'm all of it. Tribe of hate, rule, break the foundation, hands down, no argument.
They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscience that they running from. They don't understand where I'm coming from. This be the program, I program to anyone. Welcome to the conscience that they running from.
Thoughts that flow in my mental, my mind is sacred, awaken the sanctuary, a temple, the system, they try to break it. I'm the flaw in the matrix, they hate it. I'm raising powerful nations. I'm saying mental thoughts for liberation. I'm bracing, I had to get it. Brain patterns of minutes, crazier times are coming. I reckon you eat your spinach. State your energy daily, clear up your head and heart. Some are mentally wavy, conscious of living art. So letting my energy flow, conscious of living the most. My people, we live in the hope. Devils is throwing the boat, get up to live right from the go. Black magic, we awaken our hope. Fear facts, see the magnet's ghost. Hear the hacking of those. Devils blasting, hear the cackling like whoa. And I'm never not strategic, always dropping them seasons. Life is a game of chess, your opponent, you can never beat them. I yearn for freedom and flip the board. A humble heart can win the war. The ship may sink, so we avoid. Feeling fierce, my tongue's a sword. And my heart will forever remain black. My conscience is prejudice and wanting lies to turn pink. I drink the green juice from my herb to nourish the thing that's me.
Welcome to my conscience, got a lot on my today. Black thoughts talk, my mental soaring right away. Black fist I am screaming, oh my, we won. Welcome to my conscience, got a lot on my today. Black thoughts talk, my mental soaring right away. Black fist I am screaming, oh my, we won.
Yo, I'm sick of the dumb shit. Police circle the blocks, and our money is what fund is. Population in the position of being unfit. Obligation into the ram of being armed quick. Put me on the blacklist for talking black shit. Real spiel, killer bee, kill, come from packed ships. Uncle Tom's with the sabos doing backflips. Freedom ain't the toll on the road, just some act shit. Heart racing, separation from the Caucasian. If they really running with truth, they all pacing. Stop, drop, and roll. The devil want my soul, but I'm quick on my toes. There'll never be a game over. Psychologically, I stand by my Sankofa. I shake, my mental don't play. And I never joke around about my motherfucking ancestors' ways. To the kings and the queens, red, black, and green on the scene, know what I mean? To the kings and the queens, red, black, and green on the scene, know what I mean? True view, I found a new clue while I was sitting in the basement studying voodoo. I want revenge for the ones in the trees and the spirits in the woods of my ancestors on the leaves. I see a lot of niggas want attention, never jump over the gate. They just straddle fences, going back and forth with their own kind to cause tension. Open hand, central plan, I hope the hogs listening. Flow cleaner than some duck nuts. Pump up, get your head lumped, peck a wood stump. Sick and tired of them slave ways. Them before 8 days, still got you in the days like a maze, feel a rage from a page. I was handpicked, nonsense, you can hear the bomb tick. Conflict, contradict what they predict. Gonna slick what I inflict, ain't restrict to the songs, get the drip. To the kings and the queens, red, black, and green on the scene, know what I mean? To the kings and the queens, red, black, and green on the scene, know what I mean? Yeah, black power in this motherfucker.